Hello, and welcome to Release Notes. I'm your host, Robbie, and Release Notes is my podcast where I summarize release notes from the past 24 hours from various sources, ranging from NPM or NuGet packages hosted on GitHub, all the way through to blogs released by Big Tech. Not only that, we'll also shine light on the contributors listed on open source projects, because at the end of the day, they're the real MVPs. And who knows, maybe you'll learn about a new piece of tech that you didn't know about. Let's dive in. On today, the 15th of January, 2025. Today we've seen new versions from Mattermost, Puppeteer, LoebChat, releases in the .NET ecosystem, Flowwise, Material UI, Storybook, a few under AstroJS, React Router, and Portia, Affine, Martin, BTC Pay Server. And if you're interested, there's going to be an adjoining or like a sibling podcast to this one, because there's been updates to Atlassian Cloud. Every week they release a bunch of changes in their blog, so that podcast will be dedicated just to the Atlassian stuff. And this one will be just the smaller kind of open source projects. So without further ado, let's get started. Mattermost is an open source self-hosted team collaboration platform. We've seen three releases from Mattermost today. Version 10.3.2, pretty light on release notes across the board actually. All they've said is that it contains medium severity level security fixes. Version 9.11.7 also contains medium severity level security systems. This is an extended support release indicating continued patching of their older version, because it's under the version 9. Version 10.2.2 is a platform release with no further details provided on that one. And the only contributor listed was their unified CI bot. Puppeteer is a node library that provides a high-level API to control Chrome or Chromium over the DevTools protocol. Today we've seen version 24.1.0, which includes a feature that, quote, rolls to Chrome 132 dot blah blah blah. It also includes a bug fix that rolls Firefox to version 134.0.1. So this is just a version bump to their browsers. The only contributor listed for this was the release bot. LoebChat is an open source chat application. These guys have turned out a huge amount of releases today, all with little amount of release notes. So version 1.46.3, it's a bug fix which fix Azure in new AI provider. 1.46.2 is general improvements in bug fixes. 1.46.1, style change, add auth support for proxy underscore URL config. 1.46.0, new feature, add LM Studio provider support to customize embedding model with ENV. 1.45.17, code refactor, refactor Minimax and Loeb OpenAI compatibility factory. 1.45.16, code refactor, improve AI provider code. 1.45.15, bug fix, fix pull nodes error in new AI provider. 1.45.14, code refactoring, update plugin prompt. 1.45.13, style change, improve model config form modal. 1.45.12, bug fix, fix enable search parameter hold intro condition into quin. 1.45.11, supports Gemini 2.0 harm block threshold. 1.45.10 is a bug fix which fix some provider issues. 1.45.9, fix pin package manager to PNMP at 9 for Docker. So a few days ago we saw the 9 release of PNMP, which I think is that. So all in all, I think there's like 13, 14 releases here, which is pretty cool to see. The only contributor listed here was their LoebChat bot. The .NET ecosystem saw a release yesterday, mainly looking at .NET 9.0.1. So this is a pretty big one with multiple pieces underneath it. First up, the .NET ecosystem, which is a set of tools and libraries for building applications on the .NET platform. So first up, we saw another nightly build of their semantic kernel. There's no specific details here. It's just another nightly release of their 1.33.0, which has been around for quite a few days now. And there's no specific contributors listed here other than their 49081, which I'm guessing is a bot. .NET 9.0.1, the ASP.NET .core. This includes updates to dependencies, hot reload improvements, hardening parsing, and preventing unnecessary debugger stops in Blazor apps. Shout out to the contributors here. RB Handa, Halter 73, TMAT, GitHub Actions, the .NET Maestro, and Dependabot. .NET 8.0.12, ASP.NET Core. Primarily consists of dependency updates and internal code changes, alongside a change to use macOS 13 in CI. So that's really interesting. Shout out to the contributors here. Again, RBH Hanad, Brendan Conroy, the .NET Maestro, Mackenbrook, and BT Good B. .NET 9.0.1, the MS build. This includes dependency updates and fixes related to warning as error properties and text execution. Shout out to the contributors here, RB Hanad, .NET Maestro, GitHub Actions, Sima Tian, and Jan Provanzinsnik. Lastly, we have an update to .NET MAUI 9.0.30. This is a substantial release with numerous fixes for iOS, Android, and Windows platforms. It addresses issues with UI elements like collection view, search handler, editor, and list view. It also includes testing improvements and localization updates. There are a bunch of contributors here, so please check them out below. As we say, they are the real MVPs. But to pick out a few, we have Al Sean Wing, R Mario Ho, F Ellis, and C Sigs. Next up, we have Flowwise, which is an open source platform for building custom AI applications. We saw a 2.2.4 release today, which includes a range of new features related to nodes. We're talking NVIDIA, NIM, Voyage AI, Grog. Core functionalities, such as disable nodes, environment variables, S3 logging, AWS Secrets Manager, and several other bug fixes here. Shout out to the contributors, Henry Hing, ZJ, Hans OO, Sunny Modi 21, and a bunch of others which you can check out below. Material UI saw a minor release today, which was 6.4.0. This includes a loading prop for button and icon button components, completes slot and slot props for several components, and includes other fixes and improvements. The contributors here are YashDev16, Head Ironic, Good Junu, and Oliver Tassinari, and a bunch of others, obviously, heaps and heaps right here. So shout out to you guys for that. Storybook saw a beta update to their latest 8.5.0. This is 8.5.0-beta.11. This contains minor fixes to CLI and Manager APIs. And shout out to Shilman and Jay Reynold for those contributions. Astro is a web framework for building websites. Today we saw a lot of package updates here, all falling under their @astrojs/ namespace. So we've seen /view 5.0.5, /solidjs 5.0.3, /react 5.1.5, /preact 4.0.2. All these versions include the same patch, which is, quote, adds a warning message when multiple JSX-based UI frameworks are being used without either the include or exclude property being set on the integration. The only contributor release listed here is the Astrobot Houston. Oh, and Luis Scher. Their slash MDX saw a upgrade to 4.0.6. Same as their slash Markdown Remark 6.0.2 slash Markdoc at 0.12.6. These are mostly dependency updates, specifically, quote, upgrades the ES build version to match Vite. And the contributors here are their Houston Astrobot and Lunatic Much and Bluey. And lastly, we have an update to the Astro Core, which is just Astro at version 5.1.7. This fixes related to issue numbers 404. Oh no, sorry. These fixes related to 404 and 500 pages, and some other dependency updates. The only contributors listed for this release were their Houston Astrobot, Lunatic Much, Florian, and Braden W. So shout out to all the team at Astro. That's a huge amount of releases right there. Portainer, which is a lightweight management UI for Docker, Kubernetes, and other container environments, saw a 2.26.0 release today. This is an STS release with bug fixes, performance improvements, new volume removal functionality, and a Kubernetes cron job view. The release does highlight known issues with Docker and Podman support as well. And the only contributor listed for this one was Yajith. Affine saw a 0.19.6 release today. Affine is an open source knowledge base application. The only bug fix listed here was, quote, AI send button not working. So limited on the release, but yeah, if you want to stay up to date with that one. And the only contributor listed for this release was Akamardis. Martin, which is a .NET library for PostgreSQL document database and event sourcing, saw a version 7.36.0 release today. A new API to drop Martin managed tenant ID partitions at runtime was the only release note for that one. And shout out to the only contributor listed for this release, Jeremy D. Miller for this one. BTC Pay Server saw a version 2.0.5 release today. BTC Pay Server is an open source cryptocurrency payment processor. The releases for this are pretty scarce, but in summary, it just fixes old migrations. So not a heck of a lot of changes there. And the only contributor for this release was Nicholas Doria. And of course, we have our Atlassian updates. So if you guys are interested in those, jump over to the Sibling Podcast, where we'll just be talking about all of the Atlassian changes made in the past week. And that's it for today's releases. Thank you so much for tuning into Release Notes. If you build software, send me the dependencies from your package.json, NuGet config, pod file, whatever, and I'll add them to the list of softwares I monitor so you don't have to. Or better yet, send me a link to your releases. Check out the show notes for ways to contact us, and a full list of the softwares I mentioned, link to their release pages, and the awesome contributors that make this version possible. Keep improving, keep innovating, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye!